I like this song.
A lot of other country stations do too.
On the phone, the guy who's redone the old Terry Stafford and Elvis song, Suspicion, D.K. Davis. Do you know the song?
Every time you kiss me, I'm so certain that you love me.
You going to sing over the phone or what?
Oh, yeah, you want me to?
Sure. Oh, I forgot. We can't do that. There's a delay. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, D.K. Davis, and we're talking about his new release, Suspicion. Now, we haven't done an interview in a while, have we?
It's been a couple of years.
Well, it's hard to...
Okay. I was a little suspicious about this because...
Well, we did it with that when As One was really cranking for you. Yes. A couple of years back.
And you're absolutely right.
So tell us how you got around to redoing this old classic.
Well, you know, I've been looking for songs, and writers don't write like they used to. And a lot of the stuff I was hearing just did not tickle my fancy as it was. And one day I'm listening on the radio, and I hear Terry Stafford doing this. I says, wow, that would make a great updated song. You know, the lyrics are great, and it's kind of got a dance feel to it. I says, let's see what I can do with it. So I took it in the studio and cut it with my guys down in Myrtle Beach, and then I flew back up here and finished it.
Who's the girl singing in there?
Oh, that's Lisa McClowry.
Now, where's she from?
She's actually from Evanston,
Illinois.
Illinois. And I think it's Evanston. Maybe I'm wrong, but I know it's in the Illinois area, the Chicagoland area. And she works with Jim Peterick on some stuff, and she does a lot of background work, and she's got a great voice. And I just wanted to make it different, because you know me, Stan, I don't like doing what they call remakes, trying to sound like the old guy that did it, the one who made it the hit, because that's just sudden death. I like to try to make it different and still keep the natural greatness of the song alive, and hopefully we capture Suspicion like that.
Well, I tell you, adding that female kind of eerie vocal in the background there kind of puts your own stamp on that song, I think.
Well, thanks. That's what I had hoped. I kind of made it a semi-duet, kind of. She's in my mind. It's almost like a dream.
Yeah. I never thought of it that way, but that's about how it is here. I mean, I don't know.
I can't help but think that you'll be doing someone else tonight.
Don't you sing along, because we'll be out of sync by 2 seconds.
Okay.
Now, look, anybody that knows that song has to hum it.
It's a wonderful song. Tyrone Davis always told me, a great song never spoils. So, I believe that. That's why I keep going back to the archives of songs, because there's a lot of great songs out there that the younger people haven't heard yet.
Now, look, I know you had taken a little bit of grief on this song, saying country radio stations wouldn't play this record. Now, I was one that never believed that, because a good record doesn't make any difference format-wise across the board. A good record will be played by any of them, but the majority of the stations picking this record up are country stations.
Exactly, which surprised the heck out of me.
Nah, not me.
I know, you've always been my greatest advocate of saying, hey, put it out there and let them decide. And I appreciate that, because country stations are picking it up. I mean, we've got country stations in London, in China.
Japan.
All over the world that are picking it up. And you know, country has really progressed to a different sound than it used to be. There's the traditionalists, but then there are the progressive ones. And, you know, you've been in radio...
Too long, don't you dare tell them.
A long time.
Okay.
A long time.
Yeah.
And you're a pro, and
you
come from a time when you say, hey, a great song is a great song, and they should play it. And, you know, you gave me the incentive to get out there and actually put it out there.
Well, you know, the pop classics from 30, 40 years ago, those are, in essence, really the country songs of today. And I'll tell you why. You said part of it is that a good song never dies. But these songwriters these days, they can't write songs.
No,
they don't know what melody is. They don't know what hooks are. I think they're all on drugs.
It makes you wonder.
We won't go there.
Yeah, we won't go there.
But really, I mean, how many times has it taken some pop artists, too, to dig back 30 years to find a song because they can't find a current writer to write them a really good song?
That's absolutely right. And, you know, still to date, the biggest tours are, you know, the Rolling Stones and, you know, people that, not saying, you know, that you can compare me to the Rolling Stones, but what I'm saying is the Rolling Stones have been around a long time and people love that sound, whatever it may be.
And,
you know,
and
some of the country things that are coming out, it's hard to distinguish who's singing it.
And you can do a little bit of everything. I mean, your first Route 66 album, which included a number of singles, what was that called, the title of that album?
The first one was...
With you on the guitar in the Route 66.
Right, that was the Route 66 tour.
Okay, that's the tour album.
Yeah.
And then you did a couple of mini CDs, beach... I hate to use the word beach, but... For our listeners, and other than if you're not in the Carolinas, you wouldn't know what beach music is. I guess that's sort of a cross between pop and country, isn't it?
Well, country, pop, and R&B.
Okay, yeah, I forgot about that.
And the term beach music came from back when the radio stations that were playing white artists wouldn't play black artists. So the way the kids could hear the music of the black artists, where they have to go down to the beach shacks, and these little places, these little clubs, where the R&B artists were playing, the black artists were all bringing their material, you know, like the Drifters and Benny King and Maurice Williams and Bill Pinkney and, you know, Little Richard, before they were, you know, actually big stars in the what they call rock, they were, you know, accepted by the beach market, and that used to be a really big market. And, of course, it's changed, too, you know. People trying to make beach music, you don't have to say beach in it every time you, you know, record a song. Beach music was just music they could dance to.
Well, it's interesting. You took As One, which was a top 40 national country record, and you cut a separate version for the beach market.
Exactly, and it went very well. I think it went to top five. And the one that was the strongest was actually Return to Sender. That went number three.
Old Elvis song.
Double
yeah.
awards for it, and we were very fortunate. So, you know, that's a great market to be in. It's a very regional market, but it's a lot of fun.
Now, you have packaged that mini CD as well as the CD single, Suspicion, so they can get a sample of the As One Beach version and a few other singles. You've repackaged that for sale on the internet site, what, CD Baby?
CDBaby.com. It's a double, you know, package. It's the single with Ragtop Down, the EP. So you're getting six songs for $6.50.
And
if they don't want to go buy the actual product, you know, hard product, they can go to the download sites like iTunes, Rhapsody, just basically every pay download site and get songs individually for 99 cents,
including the new one. Suspicion,
yeah, including
right?
The new one. We're yeah. very fortunate in this market today. Never has it been better for the independent artists.
Yeah, I mean, you got a shot. You, I mean, hey, y'all go broke the same way we do.
Yeah, exactly. I always say, you know, the mainstay of the record industry was the single, and when the single was wiped out, it created a problem because not everybody wants to buy a full
album. A whole album, no, that's right. They're sick of buying filler.
Exactly.
On the album, you know.
See, what we try to do when we cut an album, I try to record everything as a single, and then if they, you know, if we put out five singles that do well, then put out an album later.
And you had a bunch of singles on that original tour album. That's how you and I got kind of hooked up when I first met you. It's been a long time ago, really.
2001.
6 years ago. My goodness.
Yeah.
Hey, DK comes to Florida every year. He's got a place down here he kind of rents out. So, I mean, I get to see him at least once a year. Now, look, most people, I don't know if they'd be interested in this. I am, because this song, suspicion. You really didn't put it together in 24 hours or anything like that. You've really been working on that single for a while, weren't you?
Oh, yeah. We spent probably 6 months just recording it because I had to hear what I wanted to hear. I'd sit and I'd listen. When I produce a record, because I produce my own records, I sit and I'll listen to it maybe 2,000 times before, after the basic tracking. I pick it apart.
Well, you did that with As-One, too.
Yes. And I'll listen to it 150 times just before I decide to listen to it 1,000. You know, to make sure that what I'm hearing is radio worthy, because you got to please the public. And if I'm not happy with it, how can I sell it to the public?
No way. No way.
You know, and I want to give them something good. And then after it's done, before I do the final version, I send it to you and you give me your opinion on whether or not it's radio worthy.
Yeah, okay.
No, I'm serious, okay. Man.
I know you do.
I value your opinion a lot.
Now, they can go visit you at, dkdavis.net? Is
yes,
that
dkdavis.net.
He's got another long Route66Entertainment.com that takes forever to type out, so he finally got smart. And made it easy, dkdavis.net. I assume the .com was taken by somebody.
The .com was taken, and we also now have it hooked up directly with CD Baby. So if you go to dkdavis.net, the first page comes up, and it'll see Route 66. You click on the off-ramp or the sign, anywhere where it says click, and it'll take you to the first page of my site, and there's the new record, Suspicion, with Ragtop Down. You click on that. That'll take you to CD Baby, where you can buy the product. Or you can click on iTunes and go directly to iTunes.
Okay. And folks, don't share files. I mean, these poor, starving artists need to make up
that. It's getting that way, Stan.
It's like us, you know. Everybody expects the internet streams for free, too. I mean, we have to get advertisers to help support it because, like you, our costs are high too, and
oh yeah.
So and the way the government is going with this new royalty roll, I don't know what's going to happen.
I think they need to slow down and allow you guys to operate at a flat, small rate.
Well, it helps. I mean, what we do and a lot of other internet stations do. I mean, they really do help the independent artists like you guys. You know.
Oh yeah, and it's important.
Otherwise, folks, all you're going to listen to is the same 20 songs over and over. Big radio would love that.
Yeah, and they're cutting it down to 7 songs, you know?
I know.
But, you know, I agree with you. You know, you cannot continue to bombard the internet radio stations. And sometimes I think that the majors are behind it.
I don't know. I wish I could put a finger on it, but and it certainly doesn't help the little guy, I know that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it allows us to get heard all over the world, and that's important.
Well, folks, we've got to let him go before I run out of time on our recorder. I'm looking here. We've got a minute and 45 seconds before the machine shut off.
Well, Stan, I want to thank you for playing my music, and you've been a great friend, and I'd like to thank your audience for listening and the nice comments they send me on my website.
Again, it's dkdavis.net, right?
That's correct.
And by the way, when I fade you out of here, don't hang up, okay?
Okay, buddy. You take care, and God bless all your audience.
DK Davis and his new song, Suspicion.
Wait until I drive on these foolish fears out of my mind. How I hope and pray that our love will keep on growing stronger. Maybe I'm suspicious 'cause true love is so hard to find.